Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him with a shield. Shalom. Good morning. Welcome back to the broadcast. That was Psalm chapter 5. And before I move into Proverbs chapter 5, I wanted to go ahead and commentate on Psalm chapter 4, or chapter 5. And I kind of wanted to set Proverbs chapter 5 up real quick before I read it. But welcome back. It's Monday morning, October 15th, 2018. The website is scriptureandprophecy.com. And that's where you can find the archives and other information in regards to this work that's being done here. And I appreciate you joining me this morning for the most important thing that we can do, the most important thing that we can start our day doing, which is to hear, read, be a part of God's Word, taking part in God's Word. It seems to be a lost art in culture and society today, which is very, very sad and troubling because no generation before has had such great access to God's Word. But we do have access to it. And, you know, I started this podcast for many, many reasons, but one of them being that there just wasn't a lot of options for just the Word being taught. You know, you can listen to preachers, you can listen to prophecy stuff, which we talk about a lot, but just, you know, there's so many people. I get emails, people that have sight issues, people who have sleep issues, and they listen to it while they're going to sleep, and just, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to read God's Word, and I know there's thousands of people that could benefit from this, And so please pray for this work to continue to go forth, that God's hand would be upon it, that His will would be done, and I pray that it's blessing you. Let me read some commentary about Psalm chapter 5 from Matthew Henry, because what we have here is David praying, asking for mercy, asking for help. You know, he's got all these enemies that are trying to harm him, and you see this throughout the Psalms, David constantly dealing with enemies, with wicked enemies, and his way of dealing with that is to cry out to God. And this is what Matthew Henry has to say. He says, God is a prayer hearing God. Such he has always been, and still as ready to hear prayer as ever. The most encouraging principle of prayer and the most powerful plea in prayer is to look upon him as our King and our God. David also prays to a sin-hating God. Sin is folly, and sinners are the greatest of fools. Fools of their own making. Wicked people hate God. Justly, they are hated of him. And this will be their endless misery and ruin. Now, that's a sentence that you won't hear in a church in 2018. Let me read that again. Wicked people hate God. Justly, they are hated of him. And this will be their endless misery and ruin. And you say, well, God doesn't hate anyone. Well, let's go back to the scriptures. The foolish stand not in thy sight. This is verse 5. Thou, talking about God, hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Truth is God does hate things, and he does hate iniquity. And according to this verse, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. It can be tough to hear sometimes the truth coming out of the scriptures. But those who hate God and have rejected his son Jesus Christ, they will face their ruin. Matthew Henry goes on to say, let us learn the importance of truth and sincerity in all affairs of life. Liars and murderers resemble the devil and are his children. Therefore, it may well be expected that God should abhor them. These were the characters of David's enemies, and such as these are still the enemies of Christ and his people. Let's move on to Proverbs chapter 5. And I'm not going to commentate on it a whole lot other than to commentate on it leading in, which is to say this. This is a proverb written by Solomon to his sons to remind them or to plead with them to avoid, to caution all young men, specifically his sons, to abstain from lust, from the fleshly lust, to not fall to the desire of a strange woman. You know, this is probably the thing that Satan, that the enemy, is able to use most easily on men. It's an area that all men can be weak in, and if they are not cautious, can be drawn away, whether it be the actual act of adultery and fornication, or whether it be pornography. And unfortunately, we live in a Babylonian culture, and the unfortunate thing is that everywhere around is the temptation of lust. Everywhere you look, it's in your TV screens, it's in magazines, it's at your local mall, it's at your local gym, it's everywhere you go. You walk into a grocery store, you walk into a shopping center, you will see posters, you will see women walking around half naked. The temptations to lust is everywhere. There's definitely a war going on. There's a war on women. And it comes in many, many forms and many different labels. You know, and they always, you know, like feminism, you know. It sounds like it's for women. But if you look at what it's done to women, it's destroying women. Men are being destroyed also. by these things. And Solomon is warning his sons, his children, to abstain from fleshly lust. Stay away from the adulterous woman. Stay away from these things. You know, embrace the love of your wife. Because this sin, this particular sin, and the scripture is coming to my mind now, from Paul, this particular sin is in the body, is I think what is what Paul says. This sin is in the body. I may not be able to find this scripture right now. Yes, I did. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a man commit is outside his body. But he who sins sexually, sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? This one comes with grave consequences. Not only will it destroy your life, it'll destroy your relationships, it'll destroy your marriage, it'll destroy your family, it'll destroy you. Let's read Proverbs chapter 5 and let's look at Solomon's warning to his sons. Proverbs 5. Verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O you children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh to the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teacher, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thy own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall behold him with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly shall he go astray. You know, Solomon acknowledges, you know, here's the thing about sin, my friends, is in many cases, sin is fun. Sin is pleasurable and enjoyable. for a time before it destroys you. Solomon acknowledges this because he says here in verse 3 to start things out, he says, "For the lips of a strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil." He's acknowledging, he's like, you know what? You know, the lips of a strange woman, of a new woman, it's like honeycomb. It's, you know, her mouth is smoother than oil. It's enjoyable. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. He's saying, even though it's, you know, it's enjoyable and pleasurable, the end result is hell. The end result is destruction. It's a two-edged sword. It will cut you. This is a warning to men. If you're struggling with lust, not only will it destroy your family, it'll destroy your relationship with God, even, which is even more important. You know, when in Acts, I believe, chapter 15, when the Christians are looking for, you know, do we have to obey the law of Moses? What's going on here? What do we do? You know, the three most important instructions that were given to them were to abstain, you know, not to eat meat with the blood in it, and things sacrificed to idols, and to abstain from sexual immorality. Like, sexual immorality is a huge topic in regards to sin. It's the one that you see warned against the most in the New Testament to Christians. And like we just read what Paul had to say, flee from it. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a man can commit is outside of his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his body. It's treated differently. It's a different level. And there's some DNA things and I'm not going to get into today, but there's more that happens when you engage in sexual activity chemically and genetically that I think most people are unaware of, and maybe at some point we'll get into that because we do talk about genetics and DNA and that kind of stuff a lot on this show. Let me wrap this up because I'm running out of time. He goes on to say, you know, this is especially important to married men. You know, he says in verse 17 or 18, I'm sorry, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and the pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. He's saying, you have a wife, embrace your relationship with your wife. Be ravished with her love. And he goes on and says, why will thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord. He's saying, don't you know the Lord sees what you're doing? Don't you understand that God knows what you're doing and thinking? Why will thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and shall behold him with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and the greatness of his folly shall go astray. Well, there's the wisdom for this morning, Monday morning, October 15th, 2018. I pray that it's blessed you, my friends. I think it's a great way to start the week. Let these words of God sink in. Let them take root in your heart. Let it cause you to repent, to fall on your knees, and to cry out to God and ask for forgiveness. And I pray that it strengthens your relationship with Him. That's all I have for you this morning. Peace and grace be with all of you. Until next time, God bless.